This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. This is for Thursday. Huh? We're checking the calendar. Anyway, everybody, we're so glad that you're with us. And we've got another great topic.
Pray for those you resent.
Mm.
Well, that's not real easy sometimes. Mm-hmm. Resentments reveal places where we see ourselves as a victim.
Mm.
Well, you know what? Let's discuss how to let resentments go.
Let them go.
So we can stop sacrificing our own self-esteem.
Yeah. If you think about that, is it really worth it?
No.
No, it's not.
Well, it comes from Matthew 5:44.
Mm-hmm.
But I say, love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you. And those are in red.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, red letters, meaning Jesus said this.
That's right. You know what? Resentment does nothing except get you ulcers.
Mm-hmm.
It eats away at your own self and your own self-esteem. And the person you're resenting or angry with or whatever,
they're probably
not forgiving. Yeah, they're not even thinking about it. while you're sitting at home or doing whatever you're doing, and it's just eating away with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? We really want to just, you know, like what our Lord and Savior says, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. You know, it's time to forgive them. And when you forgive somebody, what that is creating freedom for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they need to hear it or not,
yeah,
you need to hear it because you need to go forward. It keeps you stuck in time. You know?
And really what resentments are unmet expectations.
Right.
So if you really think on that for a minute, if you really think about that, realize what that means. That means it's not the person that let you down. It's your expectations.
Of that person?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That lets you down.
Yeah.
Because we're all human. People make mistakes. I make mistakes all the time. And when I turn that on other people and let what I thought they needed to do, they didn't, that is my problem.
Uh-huh.
Because it's not them that let me down. It's my unmet expectations of them.
That's right.
You know, and it's not easy to let that stuff go. We know. We've been there, done that, and still put that T-shirt on. But it keeps you in prison. And, you know, honey, you said something one day that I think speaks volumes to everybody. We need to get rid of it because what it does, it blocks our fellowship and our communion and that richness with God.
Mm-hmm.
And if nothing else, that would be worth it.
Yeah.
If we would really think about it that way. Get all that out. We need to just get it all out so that we can stay, you know, vertical with Him.
That's right.
So there's not stuff going on between us because He wants us to get those things taken care of. That's the kind of stuff He sees. That's the stuff in our heart.
Right.
Nobody else can see. We can put up a good front, but we can't fool Him.
That's right. You know, and as far as, you know, resentment goes, I mean, you know, we don't have to like the sin or whatever someone may have done to us, but we need to love them. Okay? It doesn't mean you need to hang around them. You know what I mean? You might not even like them a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
But it does mean we must forgive.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to pray for the best for them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, every night when Teresa and I pray, she always ends it by, we pray for we pray for our enemies.
All the same things we pray for ourselves.
Yeah, and all the same things we pray for ourselves. I mean, you know, it's just not worth it. You know, I found out years ago, you know, I used to hold resentments towards my dad for years.
Because he did not meet your expectations.
Right, he didn't meet my expectations that I thought he should have met.
But he had some stuff of his own.
He sure did. So we'll talk about that on Monday. But when I did forgive my father, you know, it freed me. I mean, I wasn't even saved at the time, but God was looking over me even at that time. You know, you need to get rid of this resentment. It's holding you back from your potential. You know, and when I did, you know, and then I came to know the Lord. Mm-hmm. 4 years later, He really revealed that to me.
Right.
In other words, I was looking after you.
Right.
I had your back. Mm-hmm. Even though you didn't really know me.
Right. And I hope this helps somebody out there. You know, really, if you're having a difficult time with it, like I have in the past, and I can still struggle with it, it's typically because we've got some wounds that are still open. Mm-hmm. Some wounds that we've not invited God in to heal. And then to remove them and fill them with His love. Love's got everything to do with it. I don't care what that song says. What's love got to do with it? I'll answer it. Everything.
Yeah.
So if you're like me and you've had a hard time with this, ask the Lord to reveal to you where the original hurt came from.
Mm-hmm.
And invite Him to go there with you.
Yeah.
And y'all do some business. And I want to encourage you to trust someone that you can talk to about this and confess that this is hidden away in your heart.
Yeah.
So that you can be free. You can be free to get closer to God. And, you know, the Word says when we draw near to Him, He'll draw near to us. And with that stuff between the two of you, it's hard to do. You know, it is.
That's true.
And again, like I said, we're speaking from experience. And we've all got our own hurts and pains. But that's really what it boils down to. And so we want you to, at the end of this podcast, ask the Lord to go to those hurtful places with you and ask Him to heal you from them, from the past. Name it, whatever it is, whatever it was, and y'all do business together.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, when you know, if you are a believer and you're listening to us, I mean, God still loved us when we were His enemies.
Right.
Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, He loves us even though we're far from perfect.
And you can say, "Oh, yeah, but He's God and we're not." That's exactly right.
That's
but
right.
He left us the example, but more than that, He left us the power. If we'll tap into it,
mm-hmm.
give our life to Him, and ask Him to fill us with it, and we can do it.
That's right. You know, He wants to shape our decisions and our actions, but according to His will, right? Honey?
Mm-hmm.
According to His will. That's what He wants to do, you know. And His will is for us not to hold resentment.
And I like to say, I don't always know what God's will is, but most of the time I know what it's not.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
And this is a big one. It's not God's will that we hold resentments towards others.
That's right.
Even towards ourselves.
And that's a great topic, what you just said, you know. Probably the biggest resentments we have in our lives is toward ourselves.
Mm.
I should have done this. If only I'd done this. I shouldn't have done that. You know? You know what? Let it go.
Mm.
Ask for forgiveness. And God died on the cross for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you didn't have to walk around like that. So forgive yourself first. Really and truly, I mean, you know, I think as Christians, we realize the sacrifice that Jesus did for us. And we know that He forgave us. Now, we have to do our part. We need to forgive ourselves.
Right, and if this kind of love is sounding foreign to you, or you mm-hmm. hear it, you're hearing it intellectually, you got it in your ears and your brain, but it hadn't made that trip to your heart yet, it has to do with love. It has to do with receiving God's love,
mm-hmm.
because you cannot give away something that you don't have. And maybe you have it, but you don't understand it. Ask the Lord to help you with that.
Mm.
Get into the Word. Find every scripture that you can on receiving God's love. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And see what happens.
Yeah.
See if it doesn't become clearer. You may not get it right away, but you're going to start getting some revelation on this.
That's
and
right.
Some of those scriptures will jump off the pages probably, and some of them won't, but that's okay. It's like we talked in another podcast. You're not being passive about it. You're decided to get up and do something about this. And you see in His Word, I don't have that, God. I not only want that, I need that so I can love properly.
That's right. Yeah. You know, there may be some of you out there right now that are saying, you know, but you don't know what happened to me. Mm-hmm. You didn't walk in my shoes. You know what? Maybe we didn't. But I'll tell you someone who did. And that's Jesus. When he died on the cross, he bore every sin, every resentment, everything you could ever imagine was put on him. So he's walked in your shoes, and he forgave you. I think it's time for us to forgive others.
Yeah.
Stop this resentment.
Something that you have to do is something that we want there to be a change in your heart to do, that you have a sense of urgency to do it.
That's exactly right. So,
you don't have to do anything.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there might be some of you out there that are holding on to resentment, and you're thinking right now, you know what, maybe I just don't know Jesus like I should. Maybe I've never given my heart to him. But maybe you never have. But you know what? Maybe you have, you thought you did, and you walked away because of maybe resentment or unforgiveness towards another person. Well, you know what? Today is the day. Just lay it down. Lay it down at his feet and say, you know what, Lord? You're bigger than all that. And I'll forgive them for the hurt that they put me through. And now I'm free. So if you want to give your life to Jesus, which we pray that you do, please pray this prayer with us. Lord Jesus, please come into my life. Lord, I know you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day. And because of the cross, you say my sins are forgiven, and I'm asking you to forgive me of my sins. Lord, I don't want unforgiveness in my heart. I want to go forward and learn how to forgive like you've forgiven me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you so much for listening. And if you prayed that prayer of salvation, we'd love to hear from you at info@livingitup.org. And today's Thursday. And so start praying about a church this weekend. And please ask them after the service if they have a discipleship or mentorship program. We're strong believers in that, at least for the first year after you've given your life to Christ, so someone can guide you through the Bible and help you with some questions you might have. So thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, okay. This has been good.
It has.
And we hope you have a great evening and that you perfectly got something out of this. We know we did. So remember, pray for those that you resent. Until we talk to you tomorrow, keep living it up.
While beginning again.